$1,000. And joining me now is Susan DeBlock, who has been involved with the American Cancer Society in Mercer County for many, many years. And Susan, you were just telling me about back in the old days when you we didn't have the Relay for Life and you had precinct captains trying to raise money all over the county. Tell me about that.
That's right. And I don't know the exact years, but it had to been 25 to 30 years ago. And we had a board, Mercer County Cancer Board, and there was quite a few of us on it. And we had monthly meetings. And then the goal each spring was to go out and canvass the whole county. And so we had team captains in each township. And we actually went door to door. Everybody, I was with Green Township and Viola, and the whole county was canvassed that way. And, we brought in good money, and people had contact with each other, so that was good. And then, handing out information at that time, too. But that was then, and I think people trying to get help and volunteers, it goes way of a lot of things.
Right.
It just had its time, but it went on for years, probably, 10, 20, a long time.
Yeah.
It went on.
But, well, the Relay for Life it raises a lot of money, and it sounds like it's a little more fun.
Yeah. Well, and then too, way, way back, Relay for Life, they started it up at, it was up at Augustana College. And you stayed all night and you walked around the track for, for donations. And so that was way back, had to have been back in the, 80s and 90s. But, I've been involved with the Cancer Society for a long time.
Right, both as a donor and also now you're helping a friend who has cancer.
Yeah, and certainly everybody. And you can't talk to anybody that they don't know of either a family member or a friend that has cancer. I mean, it touches everybody. And right now I've got a dear friend that's going through it, and she's, improving. But it's been a long, long year. And, last year was a long year for all of us. But,
right.
It was a long year, and she continued to go through with treatments. And, she's getting stronger now. But, like I said, cancer touches everyone. There is anybody that can't say that they don't know of someone close to
right.
them.
That's and that cancer. Support is so important, too,
yes.
I would imagine.
Well, and that's what, with the money donated, so many times you can make phone calls, you can maybe go see them, you can drive them to treatments or whatever, but the money is what's needed. Because through research, they're finding cures. There was years and years ago, there wasn't even treatments for some of the cancers that they can do now.
Right.
And so through research, this has happened, and what takes research is money.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's important. I know that I looked in a little bit of it said 73 cents of every dollar goes to research and education and patient services. And then 20% or 20 cents is growth and 7 cents is overhead. So, 3/4 of that dollar goes to research. And that's what we need.
Right, we sure do, right? And once again today, Mary Flint's going to stop in here in a second, give us an update on where we stand, and so thanks for stopping by.
Well, and I want to thank Mary and Sue for spearheading this, because it takes someone really committed to do it, and year in and year out, and not get burned out, and just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that we're making headway on this. So I want to thank all the volunteers that do this and donate, and especially Sue and Mary.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping in.
You're welcome.
All right, I think Mary's going to take her seat here in a second. Once again, the number to call is 582-5626, 582-5626. So we're trying to get, last year we raised $6,800 and change. And so hopefully this year we're going to try to raise $7,000. And Mary,